Steve Dale's Other World on WGN, and this time when I say Whitney Reynolds is here, I'll let her talk. Hi there.
Hey, it's hard to get a talk show host not to talk, right? So when you were doing the promo, it just felt natural to be like, hey.
She was talking to the back, I'm here. And it was just a little promo to say that you're in studio, which is wonderful. And congratulations. You've had so much success. And what I said earlier in another promo thing that I did is that some number of years from now, I want all of you, and I mean all of you friends, to say that Whitney Reynolds was on Steve Dale's show, and he said, you're all going to be saying, I knew her when.
Oh, that is so, it's so weird, because I hope that's not the case, because I want y'all to know me then. I want you, I'm telling
to know you now.
Yeah, to know me now, and then I want to always be a true blue that believes in people. I don't get too big for my shoes or pants or whatever that saying is. I don't want to be.
Or your overalls.
Oh, my overalls. I'm wearing overalls, y'all.
Yeah.
But with that, I want to be one of those people that's completely genuine, even when we are reaching more people. And that's been kind of my story of here in Chicago. Y'all have all believed in me. And that is why we are getting there.
Well, you know, your thing, and you're national now. She's everywhere.
It feels weird to say that.
Yeah. So where can we, I want to start here, actually, and then we'll talk more about the people you've interviewed for this coming season and everything. Where can we see you?
Yeah, so I am syndicated nationally across PBS stations all around the nation, and we distribute to different, it all depends on the market and the
right.
time.
Right.
So that's why we always say, like, we have a channel finder on our website, but like here in Chicago, we air in primetime, New York primetime, LA primetime. So it's been really fun to see these different markets plug us in great time slots. And that was our first run with national, and I'm excited to see where we all land on the second one that's coming up.
So in you don't know yet where you're going to land?
We do. Oh, yeah, we do. But it all depends on the market. That's the thing.
Chicago,
it's like they
though.
All... Chicago, 6:30 Monday nights, Lakeshore PBS right
that's
here.
That's what
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, definitely. Every
6:30
Monday,
6:30. Monday nights.
Yep, on Lakeshore PBS here locally.
Lakeshore PBS.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's where we air here in Chicago. And Lakeshore has always been so good to me. They have been playing me in this time block since the beginning. And I've been doing this now like 10 years. Can you believe that?
Well, you know, you're all about hope and inspiration, and one can argue that we've always needed that, but I think now more than ever before.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing because when I connected some major dots in my 20s, I knew that I was called to use my voice to really make change. And I was told, because at the time I was in Around the Town show, which was a lot of fun. I enjoyed showing people Chicago and behind the scenes stuff. But I was told that the Whitney Reynolds show, being a mission-based show, was not going to be sexy enough and would not sell. Who wants to invest in hope? And I doubled
Actually,
down.
Actually, I'm interrupting you because last time I talked to you on the radio, which was some time ago, I said you're kind of like talking to, because I was there when Oprah began.
Mm.
Actually, I was not very old at the time, but I covered entertainment in Chicago. And there are so many things about her, and it's the same thing. I mean, she wanted to do that, and the powers that be with the suits were pushing her, okay, mm-hmm. You could do that segment on hope or whatever that makes you feel good, but let's do this person
right.
who had a child out of wedlock or whatever. You know, I mean, she was pushed in the same way and pushed back.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we did. That's the interesting thing about owning a show. So people always say, like, isn't it great that you own a show? And there's so many difficulties with it because I have to put on my entrepreneur hat with that. But it also means I get to control my content. And I know that I am doubling down on hope because I believe that that's what the world needs. And the fact that we got picked up nationally in the midst of a pandemic just shows that the world needed it even more than I could have forecasted.
Yeah. You choose your guest based on?
We pick topics. And usually the story that grabs me the most is what a topic is formed around. And then we stack it with celebrities, educators, experts. And one thing that is coming up new this season is we have been doing a lot of different kind of package pieces where we're tying in multiple layers mm-hmm. to the segment. And it's
yeah.
really cool to see that play out.
So do you ever watch the Whitney Reynolds show and walk away depressed?
No, because we leave. Like, it is a hard topic that we talk about, but it is our goal to walk side by side with everyone watching and at the end say, you know what? That was tough, but there's inspiration in those tough chapters.
Okay, we're going to hear about what some of those tough chapters are when we come back on WGN. It's 2:15. Whitney Reynolds is here answering questions. And we're talking about your upcoming TV season.
Yes, I know. It actually hits the nation tomorrow. So I am so excited. And we have a big premiere planned here for Chicago.
You have the Klieg lights and
we have
all
everything.
That?
I mean, yeah.
A red carpet?
We are doing the red carpet.
Really?
We're doing it.
And will there be an announcer on the red carpet saying, and there comes Tom Cruise?
We actually do have an MC. It's really weird because
really?
I MC, but I need an MC for my event. So yes, we have an MC that's going to be doing some really cool stuff for us. And we're going to look back at what has happened in the last 10 years. And you know, Steve, when I launched nationally in January, it was January 6th. I'm sure when we hear that date, we think, oh my goodness, that was the day that we saw crazy images on the TV. And we were kind of like all just kind of dumbfounded of like, what's happening? And with that, people started flooding my email and text saying, oh, I'm so sorry, Whit. This is the day you launched nationally. This is all taking away from it. And you know, for about 1 second, I was like, man. And then I was like, no, this is exactly why I do the show I do. And there's no surprise to me why the next morning at 10:30, we started playing on WETA in Washington, D.C. The world needs hope, and that's what we're bringing.
All right, so tell me about some of the guests this coming season who will bring us hope.
Well, you're one of them, so I mean...
Well, there goes the whole idea of hope right there.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, you're on Life-Changing Decisions, and I love that you were able to open up about kind of what got you into this moment of where you are today. I know we're a little partial because people are tuning into you, so they must like you, right?
I don't know but about that.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure.
Yeah. And so you're on. And
I've just been here a long time. That's all.
Well, it's great to know what got you where you are. And you're very authentic. And you do bring a lot of inspiration in your segment. But, you know, we are... Like the whole season is stacked up with amazing.
More important people.
No. I love the thing is that's with our show. We don't just have celebrities. We have everyday people. We have inspiration through anybody. That's what's really cool. And our tagline is your story matters. And that really could be anybody. Anybody listening to this. Hey, your story matters.
So if they have a story that mattered, what are some of the stories that mattered for you? That were your guest this past season?
Well, so we kick things off with Trauma to Triumph. And I'm one that I really, really like people to watch. And I always say you got to kind of curl up and know what you're expecting with the show. And so our heavy hitting topics are really made to inspire change. And so some of the people that come on, they really tell us about some of those hard, hard moments. But believe it or not, literally every guest, and this is not a like pre-qualifying criteria, but they all have so much that they learned in that season and now are changing the world through what they went through.
You have any examples of this?
Well, I want people to tune in, Steve. I'm like one of these things. I want people to really tune in. But we do have Dr. Martin Luther King's daughter-in-law, Andrea,
right.
on.
That's amazing.
And she is just a beaming light. And you'll know what I'm talking about when you see her on the show. She takes what people could say, you know, when we turn on the news, it's a lot of tough stories.
Yeah.
And she says that gives me the fuel to keep going and know that we're not done. There is so much more that still needs to happen. But she also said something very surprising to me. I'm proud of how far we've come. Sometimes we don't give ourselves enough grace. And she definitely said, I am proud how far we've come.
Did she talk about George Floyd at all?
You know, we did not. We had, we got into some tough stuff. At the same time, like, I want to say this delicately. You know, George Floyd was such a tough story for us all to see. And the sad part is there are George Floyds happening every day. And so we take a look at, like, how do we actually change this footprint? Mm-hmm. How do we create tangible change and not just feel, because when you see the stories like George Floyd play out, you're like, what in the world? And it was amazing to me that she was still like, there's still hope in that. And how do we press on and learn from where we've been and where we're going? And
does she think we're moving forward?
She does. And that's what I was kind of shocked. You can get so down in the dumps watching the news and also seeing some of these tough things. And the fact that she extended grace to how far we've come was truly flooring to me.
You had, Nelly on.
Yeah, I did have Nelly on. It was really funny having Nelly on because I grew up, my little, like, I had this really fun, remember spoilers on cars? I had like a red Cadillac that I just thought was like the hottest thing. Or not Cadillac, Cavalier, sorry, not Cadillac. But I had this little sports car and
it's
a Cavalier,
Chrysler or?
It is a Chevy.
Yeah. Chevy. Uh-huh. Okay.
My grandfather owned a little Chevy dealership. So I had a used Cavalier and it was awesome. Pump windows, but that spoiler. But I tore up and down the streets listening to Nelly. And so to interview him and then to actually, when we have celebrities on, they are still on for a topic. And so we talked about kind of his mission of, you know, he lost his sister and what he did.
How did he lose his sister?
She passed away from, watch the show. I want to make sure that you're giving away all my secrets. But yeah, Nelly's on and he actually really gets deep about it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But again, at the end of all, inspiring about what he's doing to make a difference based
Absolutely.
On his loss. Is that it?
Exactly. And the lives he saved in his sister's name. It's really,
really?
Cool. Yeah. He actually,
that's very
yeah.
nice.
Two bone marrow donors came out of that. So,
really?
But again, I'm not giving it all away. I want you to tune in. And see, some people see celebrities and they think, oh, I'm used to reading them, you know, reading about what they're wearing or who broke up with who. And that's definitely not what we talk about on our show.
Do you find that people are increasingly using their platforms for good, at least the best they can?
I can pull good out of anybody. Yeah. And I seriously.
Out of anybody?
I truly believe that there is good in everybody
we
meet.
So is your next season going to be inside a prison to see if you really can do that?
That would be amazing. I don't know if the coronavirus would allow that.
Next year.
Yeah. I mean, we are breaking down some major barriers this year. We're doing things that I didn't even think we'd do. And the cool thing is I'm dreaming bigger and deeper than ever. And so I feel like this national season two is really just a new starting line.
How about George Lopez? You talked to him?
I did. We have him. He has a new movie that came out. And believe it or not, it's about, he's kind of playing, he meets and plays God in this movie.
He plays God?
Yeah, kind of. It's like, you know, you connect the dots and you're like, oh, he's playing God.
He's no George Burns.
Yeah. No, but with this movie, it was really cool because he too is digging deep and helping her find a path.
Mm-hmm. Exciting news in your life.
Yeah, which part?
New puppy.
I know. I was going to say exciting news or bad baseboards now. I mean, this
you
puppy.
You have bad baseboards.
He
what?
Is gnawing on everything, you know.
He's what?
Gnawing, eating,
oh,
chewing.
Gnawing on everything, yes.
It's funny. We have Sir Crouton of Roscoe Village, as I like to call him. And we had a 17-year-old that passed in March. And she was the light of my life. She brought me through many seasons. I'm very happy that Puffy Doolittle waited to pass until we got in our forever home and she got to actually have a yard for the first time. But when we lost Puff, I thought, oh, I don't know if I'll ever do this again because it was such a
hard
loss for our family.
Yeah.
But with that, I found Sir Crouton and I said,
Sir Crouton?
Sir Crouton.
How did that name come about?
Puffy had surgery when she was 8 years old and my husband and I were not sure if she was going to make it through surgery and we were moping around the block waiting for the doctor to call us and we heard this woman yelling at her dog in the bush say, Crouton, get out of there. Crouton, come on. She's like, Crouton. And David and I looked at each other and we said, one day we will name our next dog Crouton. So it just made sense to add a sir to make him a little bit more fancy.
Well, he is. He belongs to Whitney Reynolds. But he's chewing on your baseboards, you said?
Well, we're working on it. Yep. I mean, we are doing, you know, it's like having a kid again. It's like a new little child in the house. So we're working on him. And I forgot how bad I am at parenting dogs.
So you can get a toy that you can stuff something really tasty and really good in, like low-fat peanut butter or just biscuits inside. They're not easy to get out. You have to choose the right toy and the right size of whatever it is. Low-fat, low-salt peanut butter works really good. Cream cheese can work really good. And smear it inside. If the dog is busy going bloop, 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 trying to get stuff out of there, dog won't be chewing at
on the baseboards. I know. And so you're right. I need the little link for that. And I will order it today.
Go to PetSmart or Petco. There's hundreds of products out there. I mean, really?
Well,
there's
you're the
so
expert.
Many choices.
You know it.
Yeah. Or you can get I guess the easiest would be a Kong toy, K-O-N-G.
Heard of those. Yep. Yeah. That's what I should just go get on the way home.
Yeah. If I would have known, I would have brought some for you. So again, tell us where people can find you.
Yeah, so here in Chicago, Lakeshore PBS, we are at 6:30 Monday evenings. And after tomorrow, I want you to go to WhitneyReynolds.com, guys, because we have some major announcements coming out at the event, including Tubi TV. We are now going to start streaming on Tubi. So I am over the moon excited about that. Just more ways for people to see us, watch us, and find the inspiration they need.
Well, that's the thing. You're all about hope. You're all about inspiration, and you do it in a, clearly, a fun way. Well, does anyone say to you ever, cheer down?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to have coffee after 12 p.m. My husband didn't know I was in the green room, like chugging espressos just now.
But is he here?
Yeah, he's outside waiting for me. Yeah,
you could have brought him in.
I know, I should have.
We allow husbands.
I know. Well, I should have brought him in, but no, he's outside. He's my biggest cheerleader. He's probably listening right now. Yeah. Probably, yeah.
I hope so. Probably listening.
He's definitely listening.
Definitely listening. Whitney Reynolds, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me
on. And good luck to you, and congratulations on all your success.
Yes, everybody, follow us. Follow the journey. Join up. I want you to be involved with the show. You can find us on Instagram, Whitney_Reynolds, but that gives you a behind-the-scenes look at everything to come.
Whitney_Reynolds.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're on Facebook as well.
Yes, I am. Yep, Whitney Reynolds TV.
She's huge in social media.